My name is Sophie Gerard, and I'm Assistant Curator for Australian Painting, Sculpture and Decorative Arts to 1980 at the NGV. For this issue of NGV magazine, I've written a piece on Indigenous Australian artist Hannah Bronte. Bronte's exciting and eclectic approach to art making is one that I'm personally very drawn to, as well as her themes of family, women and the environment. Don't make Umma have to clap back. Through Mother Earth's tongue, Hannah Bronte voices her warning. The word Umma or mother repeated to the audience by a group of Indigenous female rappers, calling for a matriarchal leader in the resistance to an environmental dystopia. Images of mining, molten lava and rising sea levels become the backdrop for Bronte's video, with pointed lyrics such as "You're all slithering for wealth," seemingly directed at climate policymakers. The lyrics are subtitled, partly acknowledging the deaf community, as well as amplifying their incisive message, the rhythmic beat making them all the more punchy and engaging. Individual and country are often connected in Bronte's work, and bodily trauma is aligned with the destruction of the land. In the landscape, bodies of water carry the trauma, as do women. Mistreating country comes from deep disrespect. In Marking Time, Indigenous art from the NGV collection at the Ian Potter Centre, NGV Australia, which you can also explore online, Umma's tongue, molten at 6,000 degrees, 2017, sits alongside similarly political works such as Gordon Hookie's Sacred Nation, Scared Nation, Indoctrination, 2003. Like Bronte, Hookie's crafting of language, for example his use of terrorism, which brings together terrorism and terror, meaning earth or land, also plays a crucial role in the politicising of the world's climate emergency and highlights how an attack on the natural environment is an attack on humankind. Bronte too connects us with the land, entwining women's bodies with images of the natural world in the midst of human interference. Bronte is a Waka Waka Yagal woman from Brisbane with a multidisciplinary practice that spans music, video, photography and textiles. Raised by her family of women who took on all parental roles, Bronte's practice draws on these experiences and often centres around female empowerment and trauma. A DJ too, Bronte created Fempress in 2016, a dance party that combines women-led live music and DJ sets with video projections and art installations, connecting her love of hip-hop, rap and visual art. Fempress has been held at Performance Space, a performing arts festival in Sydney, the Darwin Festival, the Institute of Modern Art in Brisbane, the Women of the World Festival, also in Brisbane, and the Next Wave Festival in Melbourne.